This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah, John Pye, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 1st of September.
Holy fart, it's almost a year. Oh, my goodness. It's the 1st of September. Scary, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Well, yeah, actually, scary. It's like slightly relieving, though, as well, that the months are still going by.
I know, they're still
sooner
going by.
Sooner or later, hopefully, this will all...
It just feels like, honestly, it just feels like 2 decades in February. It really does, it's flown in. It really has flown in.
Oh, my God, September. Here we go. I don't know what that's significant about September, to be perfectly honest with you, actually, now that I think about it.
Mind you, it's dark in the morning. Oh, my goodness. I've really noticed it since we were away for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
There's a sudden fall off the cliff.
Oh, there's a...
A lot of people very... And the only thing about it is, I suppose, 1st of September, I know the last few days people have been drifting back to school. I think it's... Those that are going back are all back today, is it?
Oh, yes. I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, because there's a text in, a WhatsApp in from Joe and Drimna, and he wants me to play Sing Hallelujah after 8 o'clock. Because the kids are back in school.
Of course he does. Imagine having the house to yourself, even just for an hour, for the first time
Since March.
Yeah, I know, it's mental, isn't it? It's mental.
The maddest summer holidays ever.
Maddest
school holidays ever.
There'll be kids going in there now that forgot how to write. Imagine the state of the uniforms now. They'll have grown out of them. They're going to be mad looking kids going in. Their school trousers halfway up to their knees and everything.
Oh, mad stuff. Anyway, listen, folks, welcome along. Hopefully you're in decent form. If you want to give us a shout, as always, of course, 087-188-0008. Whatever's going on for you. As I say, it's a bit dark out there.
Very dark. Oh, even yesterday, I saw a tiny bit of light. Today, nothing.
And you know the other thing as well is, I know it's ridiculous, and it seems to make no sense, but I can't help but noticing when there's extra traffic on the roads.
Did you? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? At that time in the morning, I know anybody who actually drives in traffic.
An extra couple of unicorns flying past.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know. But it's no point in me saying I don't. I see them.
Oh, you mean now at this time?
Even at this time in the morning. And I'll never understand that.
I don't get that at all, yeah.
How it can work like that.
People going to dog daycare before they get the kids up out of bed or something. I don't know what it is.
I don't understand it. But anyway, whatever. It happens.
But I definitely noticed traffic already getting heavier yesterday.
Yeah.
Because a load of schools were back yesterday. I saw a kid walking past me in a school uniform with a bag in his back yesterday. I nearly crashed the car. I was like, what's that? Catch it.
Look at that little human over there.
That shouldn't be out on its own. Somebody do something. I know. It looked so out of place all of a sudden.
Right. Anyway, listen, we might have a chat about back to school. I have a feeling you'd have a fair old few interesting school stories.
Well, yeah, the few days I was there now, I have to say, it wasn't great.
Robin S. and Show Me Love here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 14 minutes past 6 on this Tuesday, 1st of September. Tara Duggan's just been sharing the love.
Saz indeed,
just
yeah.
Rocked up with the old coffees for the morning.
Oh, jeepers, lifesaver.
The store-bought coffees, because it's day 2 of the great Classic Hits drought. Today.
It is a drought, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
Day 2.
Let's just say you have to hold on to a lot around here, including your wheeze and your clean hands.
Yeah. Anyway, Dara, thanks a million. Look, delicious. I didn't think I was going to see a coffee now until at least 8 o'clock.
Which would have been horrific, to be quite honest.
Oh, God,
with
it would have been inhuman. Oh. I mean, I'm sure there's charities and everything set up for that kind of carry-on.
There definitely is. You were going to see us on the ad on TV, I'm telling you. This is Jimbo. We were going to see all that. That was going to be happening.
Right, birthdays for you. I think you might do okay out of these birthdays. A couple of footballers in there. There's one of your all-time favourites in here as well. This could be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Could be good, yeah.
Good.
Right, let's start, though, with Ruud Gullit.
Oh, Ruud Gullit, yeah. Ah, he was grey crack.
Yeah, Chelsea, Newcastle.
Yeah, he did it all, in fairness. What's he doing now? He must be managing someone somewhere. He's managing in China or something. That's where everybody seems to be going these days,
isn't it? That's where the money is.
Yeah, you get a few quid when you've done everything. There's even fellas who are leaving Celtic going off to China.
You'd imagine China wouldn't need any of that. You'd imagine they'd just knock off their own. They could do a made in China Ruud Gullit.
You think so, wouldn't you? Like the way they have, see, that there's a story there, I think is it China? I'll tell you now in a second, about where they're getting robot sharks and everything.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it is China. Yeah, companies in China and South America. So when you go to the aquarium, you can just see robot versions of the fish.
Yeah, so you'd imagine, like, you know, they just, rather than paying fortunes to get whoever over there, imagine they just do their own. Do a knockoff version.
A knockoff, a bootleg Rude Hullet.
Yeah.
Bootleg Rude Hullet's a great name for a band, actually. But Rude Hullet, of course, he was, you know, he had the hair, that famous Dutch side that hated each other. They couldn't get on with each other at all.
And they were all so talented. Like, they should have done, they should have won so much more.
But there's a lot of weirdos in the team. Edgar Davids and all. Wasn't he one of them as well? I think he was running around. He'd Rude Hullet with his dreadlocks and Davids running around with his, what, with his...
his special glasses.
His goggles.
Because he had his... what did he have? Was it... glaucoma or something?
I don't know, he just wanted to be ready for swimming after the match, I think. So I gotta say, Rude Hullet, I mean, he's not that, he's not old at all. He's still, what, early 50s, 53.
He's actually 58.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh,
a little bit older than that, 58, Rude Hullet. But still, I think he does punditry and stuff. I wonder, is he managing somebody, actually, now that you mention it?
I bet you he is. I'd say he's one of them fellas, he's got the kind of management bug inside
him. Yeah. Right, okay, what about one of our own, Tony Cascarino?
Oh.
One of our own.
Hey, how you doing? What's the story, Cascarino?
What did he say?
Do you know those words to the song, Cascarino? Rumour is you're doing nothing at
Sam
all,
Bloke,
Cascarino.
Sam Bloke who runs a tea shop.
Yeah, that's right, about the tea shop. Oh, it's brilliant.
Fantastic.
What's that story again? It's a brilliant story.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's urban myth or whatever, but apparently
they're all in the line for
getting introduced to whoever the tea shop was at the time. Probably Bertie or something, was it back then? I can't remember. Anyway, and it was a conversation. It was Tony Cascarino. It was... Andy Townsend and Niall Quinn.
Yeah.
And so, which I'm not sure which way around it went, but then one of them anyway asked the other, who's he?
William
asked
Niall Quinn.
Ask Quinny.
Yeah.
And so they said to Niall Quinn, Niall Quinn said, that's a Taoiseach. And then apparently Cascarino turned around, or Andy Townsend turned around to Cascarino and said, it's some bloke who runs a Taoiseach.
Some bloke. Oh, some of the stories from that squad.
I don't know if they're true.
I don't know if they're true. You know, it doesn't matter.
It's like that. It's that great one, and I know it's not true, but it's hilarious. The idea that Jason McAteer, you know, the way he wasn't necessarily renowned.
Now he told me this story himself. If it's the pizza one,
it is.
Yeah, that's true.
No way.
Yeah, he told.
I know
me that.
He has a reputation for being a bit, you know, they didn't call him Trigger for nothing.
Yeah, you know, he told me that story himself when we did a panel show. It was the maddest panel show. It was me, Steve McManaman, Christy Dignam, and Jason McAteer, and he told me that day that the pizza story basically
said, somebody said, do you want to cut into 9 or 12, and he says, oh, just 9, I'd never eat 12.
It's brilliant, isn't it? But who are we talking about again?
Tony Cascarino.
Chambers, I got lost into that one. Tony Cascarino, who I did Celebrity Banished Door with. It was a great deal.
It seems like a nice fella.
Honest to God, Jim.
Did he take his tooth out?
No, he didn't. I didn't know he could do that.
I think he can take his tooth out. Maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else.
Should that thing would be about 4 foot long, just to be to make context with the rest of his body. But he was the loveliest man you'd meet, but very, not very PC.
Right.
The young people working on the production were constantly horrified, I'll tell you that
much. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, great crack.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'd say that
Yeah.
I'd say he's about 57.
Not bad, 58.
Oh, is he? Right, okay.
58, not a bad shout. Now, one of your favourites. It's the birthday of Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil McGraw, American talk show host. All his life issues.
I know.
Advice.
I know all his life issues. That basically just ends up telling lads that they're brutal. That's what he knows his audience. We'll say that much.
Yeah.
He knows his audience. So he's like, the whole.
What are you?
Don't you understand? Every time you tell her, I don't like the way you make coffee, what she hears is, you're an ugly woman and I want you out of my life. You're like, what are you still saying?
Like, prefer the sugar in it.
Yeah, just put it. But just one spoonful.
Just that she's too much milk. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, oh yeah, Dr. Phil.
Remember you had a character on this show?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil T. Yeah,
Dr. Phil T. Yeah, yeah. And he gave very bad advice. Much like Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Except it's more violent.
Yeah, well, you're Dr. Phil's. Dr. Phil T. His advice was cover yourself in whiskey and set yourself on fire.
Set him on fire. Don't let him.
even into the house. Yeah. The best, you know the way you'd have all
it was
these
an extreme
lists.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, but the real Dr. Phil is pretty extreme. You know the way you'd have all these lists. How to tell if your husband is cheating. Number one, he has his own cell phone. Number two.
He dresses himself.
Yeah, number two, he goes to bed at night and he wakes up in the morning. You're like, wait,
I got a second.
These are just people. He puts on his shoes to leave the house. That's a big sign.
Give you this one. Dr. Phil, it's a significant birthday for him.
Oh, God. That actually is still hard, because he could be. I haven't seen his show.
He could be any age, I suppose, actually. To be
I'm
going
to say he's 60.
He's actually 70.
Oh, for fat off sake,
he's
life.
He's actually 70.
Almighty.
Yeah.
I should have known that now, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Happy birthday.
Am I the only one who thinks that Dr. Phil looks very like the late, great Willie Thorne, the snooker player?
He does a bit. He looks like a cross between Willie Thorne and Alf the alien.
Yeah.
The two of them, just, you know what I mean? Can you see what I'm saying? He kind of, like, you wouldn't be a bit surprised now.
Touch of Dr. Zoidberg from...
he has got that to hand. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I... Oh, yeah, the Tashi thing.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry,
if you went
right.
to your laundry basket, I wouldn't be surprised
if
I
was there. Yeah. Right, Dr. Phil, 70 today. Right, okay. A couple of Muso ones just to finish up. Barry Gibb of Bee Gees fame.
Oh, jeepers, yes.
Celebrating his birthday today. Is he the only surviving Gibb?
I think he might be.
Is Robin still on the go?
Oh, I don't know. I think most of the G's are dead and only the B is left, I think. Or is it the other way around? Only the G is left out of the B's.
He might be the only BG left.
I think he might be, yeah.
CBE, apparently.
What's that mean? A computer's degree, is it?
I don't know. Barry Gibb, CBE. Commander of the British Empire.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah. Imagine, it's terrible to laugh at, but imagine him like singing on his own now with success. I'm as my brothers on the band. It sounds a bit weird singing this high when you're on your own.
My God. That was so un-PC. That was almost bordering on Tony Cascarino.
Yeah, he told me to say it. I gotta say, he's 66.
He's 74.
Oh, fart off.
And then a lady who actually our very own Trina Mara spoke to on our show, something for the weekend, not that long ago, Gloria Estefan.
Oh, Gloria, did she speak to
Gloria
Estefan?
Yeah, she had an interview with Gloria Estefan.
No way.
Or was it Mariah? No, it was definitely Gloria Estefan.
Oh my God, Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, because she's the sort of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly,
yeah.
I'm dancing with a cat in my next video.
Yeah,
that's her for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a bit of a legend, isn't she?
Gloria Estefan, yeah.
Cubana.
Miami
Latina.
Sound Machine and all that.
All of
Dr.
that.
Dr. Beat.
Yeah, and sure, what's your. Did Georgia and America's Got Talent? That was her thing as well. Was that her? Oh no, that's Paula Abdul.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking it's the wrong person altogether. Gloria Estefan's pretty deadly, though.
Absolutely.
Oh, but since I'm thinking of the wrong person, I'll just stick it out there at 59.
63.
Oh, gosh.
Well done.
That was so bad, it was like a BG funeral. Oh, no.
This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, Tara, and thank you kindly for the coffee.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, I'll tell you something. It was like an aid mission.
It was.
This morning when you showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
And she showed up in full kind of, full mask. And everything. It was very impressive.
Did I frighten you?
No, it was great because it looked like I said, it looked like a proper, Médecins Sans Frontières thing that was going.
Not to denigrate the work done by the amazing people of Médecins Sans Frontières in war zones.
They're brilliant. You're brilliant. You walk in with your mask on and delivered life-saving coffee.
But it may have been a mistake, actually. I'm just thinking about this now. It may have been a mistake.
Why is that?
Well, because now we're drinking coffee, right? Yeah. And what are we going to want to do when
it
we drink coffee?
It might start the waterworks. You know the way you get, PJ.
I know the way I get. I'm on a 2-to-1 P to T ratio at the most, the best of times.
Men of our age have to be careful.
Do I need to do another emergency mission to Spar and buy nappies this time, maybe?
Well,
something, yeah.
It might just be safer.
Even if there was an old empty bottle around somewhere at this stage.
You see, you're lucky. You can do that. It's much more complicated for us women.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, you need a much bigger bottle. Nelly and Kelly and Dilemma, Born to Run from Bruce Springsteen, just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 1st of September. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you, really, I suppose, as you go about your business. Hopefully you're in good form. 0871 880 0008 if you need to give us a shout. A few people being on. Listen to this one, right? This is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I just meet part-time Hogan in Nice Classic Hits Jeep in Adamstown just now, 6:30 a.m., says Trucker Mal.
I don't think so.
Where's Adamstown?
Oh, maybe you did. Where is Adamstown? Good question.
If we knew where Adamstown was, Malachy.
It's next to Evesville.
John thinks it's in Dublin, like it's this side of the country, which would mean... No, it couldn't be. Mike's meant to be in Galway.
Yeah, sure. Didn't he put up a photograph of himself in... Oh, what's the name of the beach he's living on now? He was swimming in the sea in Galway
yesterday.
The thing is, not as far as that. Not as far as that. As far as I know, Bondi hasn't quite made it to Galway just yet.
Right. What other beaches do I know?
Rialto Beach, is that it? But I'm pretty sure, I don't know, maybe it was him. If you saw a classic hits Jeep on his
Is he driving the Jeep at the moment, is he?
Again.
Oh, he is. Yeah, well, according to Dara, he is in the Jeep. Actually, Adam sounds in Lucan, so he could have been.
Oh, right.
He could have been going home.
Yeah, dropping it back or
the
something.
The old chancer. Unbelievable.
You better be listening to us, you dirty little wriggling away on your holiday fella.
So it must be him, yeah. Mal, it looks like he was spotted. What's he doing at 6:30 in the morning? Who goes on holidays and gets up at actually, what am I saying? You do, don't you?
I was going to say, I'd have me lunch now around 6:30 on a holiday. This is why it was the longest 2 weeks of my life. Not to go over old ground again, but I'm still recovering from what was a very horrendously long couple of weeks. I swear to God, Jim, you've no idea how missed you were.
Oh, I tell you.
I was like an old dog waiting on his owner to come back. I understand why time goes slow for dogs now. You know what I mean? I aged, definitely.
Waiting in the house to get the call.
I think I'm like a dog. I aged 7 years.
Waiting for a whistle. Waiting for me to show up outside the window and go...
Yeah, I was walking around from town to town. People were going, what do you want, yell mutt? I was there, looking for Jim.
Lassie. So it looks like Malia did find a part-time Hogan. What he's doing at 6:30 in the morning, I do not know.
Jim loves torturing himself. This is Jim's thing. Jim loves torturing himself. He gets up, gets to the weekend. On Friday, he just fights himself to stay awake till 2:00 in the morning. Wakes up at 11 or something the next day. Walks down to his jams. Sits on the couch. And then he wonders why he's absolutely tortured on Monday morning because he's broken his rhythm of sleep.
I know, yeah. But could you do that? I suppose you do. Do you seriously get up at whatever? What time do you get up at weekends?
It depends. Sometimes I watch a bit of telly, but I would never get up later than 6:40, say.
You're joking.
Oh, no.
On a Saturday and Sunday, you'd be up at between 6:30, 6:30.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I'd be training. I'd have my lunch and training and everything around 8 o'clock, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't stay in bed. What would I be doing?
Well, there's things like sleeping and resting. I don't know if you're familiar with the concepts
at all. I don't know about that, man. I don't know if I'd like that. Anyway, I still go to bed so early on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like today was the first day.
Because you're very well behaved at weekends, like nighttime bits of weekends. You're still quite well behaved, aren't you?
Yes, I'm more of a fizzy drink at lunch type of a person, to be quite honest with you, than a sort of an evening person. Yeah. Evening's not really good for me.
PJ barely touches a drink, and yet he has a reputation in his area for being lumped at 12 o'clock in the day.
There's your man now. It's quite easy actually to go to bed at 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
Talk about getting an undeserved reputation. I think he has a problem. I see him sometimes. Sometimes it's barely noon and he's falling around the place.
Yeah, he's screaming at everyone that he's had his dinner. Yeah. So I suppose when you keep a different clock, I suppose it makes it a little bit easier. You know yourself.
And actually, as John and Finglas has just pointed out, sure, Jim, PJ does enough sleeping and work, for God's sake.
Well, John, don't you have a point?
Shocking, carry on.
No.
Shocking, carry on. I don't know what all that squeaking
is
going on.
It's my ears for some reason. Yeah,
your ears are squeaking.
I'm so deaf I can't go near my microphone now without them feeding back.
I thought it might have been me ever since I got I was going to say my nose clean. Ever since I got, a dyno rod up there to sort it all out, I thought maybe the wind was just whistling through from one side to the other.
Straight through the other. Oh God.
Anyway, right, listen, come
on,
let's
know
do
what
this
you did
properly.
To your nose. It looks exactly the same.
I know, they know it was the it was an interior refurbishment. It wasn't an exterior job. They didn't work on the outside. They just did an interior job.
I don't know, man.
It was a refurbish. It got rid of all the old stuff.
So that's like when you
put in new stuff.
It's like when you drop your car in to get it done by the mechanic and it comes back and they haven't even washed it. I think you got done.
You're right. I think I got a bum steer. Anyway, listen, here's what we have for you today,
a bum
folks.
Steer.
No.
Cheapest. They use parts from there as well.
Today, we're back on the trail of the Hitbit. What are we asked? Do you know what we're asked on the Hitbit?
I tell you now, we're at 1,300. Oh, no, we're not. What am I talking about? 1,710 euro is where we are. Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
So we've loads of money to give away in the Hitbit.
Cool, Abdul. 1,710 euro on the Hitbit. We've got 7 to beat on the breakfast table quiz, the exclusive PJ and Jim hoodie, and of course, the Classic Hits face mask up for grabs as a prize on that. And we're going to have to deal with back to school.
Yeah, we have
to. The 1st of September, and with the, you know, kids haven't been off since March and all that, and loads of people are claiming freedom. There's people in Kildare claiming freedom.
They're free now as well.
Yeah, there's people just claiming freedom from their kids. So we're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to do it. You're going to have to give us, share with us some of your favourite school stories.
100%, definitely, yeah, because it's mad out there now. Like, it's like the whole, the Kildare wall coming down is a big deal. I haven't seen any. It's like Berlin in 1989. The Kildare wall. And so school's coming back. I was talking to my sister about it. I don't know what sort of a child looks forward to going to school, but they are. Apparently they're all into it nowadays.
Are they?
It's mad for
me. Never.
Can't wait to get back, yeah. Can't
I
wait
was
to
never
get back
a
to
fan.
Oh my God, not at all. I mean, I went in a handful of times. Most of the time I was in the park running away from the teachers.
Yeah, Starship, nothing's going to stop us now. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 1st of September, just 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008, that's the number you'll need if you fancy a bash at the Hitbit on the way in about maybe 40 minutes thereabouts. 1,710 euro we're playing for, aren't we?
Yeah, 1,710 quid. Loads of money on the Hitbit this morning. So, like, you know what to do. 087-188-0008. You can register there on WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
Anytime this morning.
Now, we did mention, we did pose the teaser just before 7 o'clock about which famous TV personality, you might say funny man, had aspirations once upon a time to be a priest, PJ Gallagher.
Yes. And obviously,
but it wasn't you.
Obviously it wasn't me. A heathen, ungodly sort of myself. I always think you'd have made a great priest, Jim.
Do you reckon?
I think, yeah, you've got a very comforting voice, you know, on the radio and all. People would be like, oh.
You know, do you think people would confess to me, do you?
I do, I would, yeah. I do it all the time, every
day.
Well,
that's true, actually, you do, yeah. I don't even ask for it.
I know, they're going, yeah.
Jim, wait till I tell you.
I'll be there, Father Jimmy. Wait till you hear this, Father Jimmy. You're not going to believe it. And you'll be there going, you don't have to be telling me everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Father Jimmy.
Yeah, no, sometimes you can keep that to yourself, my child.
No, Father Jimmy, I'd feel burdened if I didn't tell you. I'd feel burdened if I didn't share everything with you, Mr. Jimmy.
So then who was it then? Who did have aspirations?
It's Declan Donnelly of Ant and Dec.
My God.
So the two of them are...
Which is he? Is he the little one?
He's the littler one, isn't he?
Right, okay.
Oh, jeez, I think it's the little one. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said Jews in this link. Jews. The nickname, I shouldn't have said it. That's terrible. No,
Declan Donnelly would be disgusted.
He'd be disgusted with
Father Deck.
He'd be Father Deck, of course. I never even knew. I suppose Declan Donnelly definitely had Irish roots somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's revealed, he's doing a new book.
And it was a priest he wanted to be now. It wasn't one of the sort of, it wasn't a vicar or anything. It was definitely a priest.
Priest. Two of them have a book coming out. And of course, true to their style, their autobiography.
Did they do anything alone?
One of them likes to drink and drive alone. Anyway, I'm not sure about the other fella. It's called Ooh What a Pair, is what the book is called.
Of course it is.
He's saying in his book, he thought when he was 11 years old, right?
Yeah.
He got turned down for a role in this kid's show called Geordie Racer, right? And he was disgusted when he was 11. And he thought, that's it. This isn't a business for me. I'm not into it. I'm going to go and live a life of God. And he decided he was going to follow in one of his uncle's footsteps and become a priest. That was his idea. And that was when he was 11. After the crushing rejection, he says, he made the momentous decision that he was going to retire. At 11, I'm retiring from acting at 11, he thought.
Wow.
It shows, though, doesn't it, that ambitious people, the way they think, even when they're kids.
Can you imagine if we'd have turned to the priesthood after every rejection we got?
Oh, jeepers. We, you and me, would have been priests after our first Holy Communion. And we'd have made a few quid out of it.
Well, we'd have been popes at this stage.
We would, yeah. Cardinal. Cardinal Gallagher and Pope Jimmy. I think there's definitely something in that.
Wow.
And he says then, it was like, because he had a godfather, I beg your pardon, I said an uncle, it was his godfather, Father O'Connell, became a priest, and he thought, I'm going to do that. And he says, for a few years, so when he was 11, up until the age he was 14.
11's very early to decide on a life of God, really, isn't it?
It is. I suppose you've different interests, because he said he was on the bus home one day when he was 14, and there was loads of girls there, and he thought, yeah, I think I'm more into this now, to be honest with you, then.
Yeah.
Then the big fella, I'd be more into hanging around down here in the school bus with the lasses, as he describes them.
Yeah.
But I mean, if
and
the
did
two
he say
them,
he harboured it for long, this aspiration to be?
A few years, from 11 to 14.
Wow.
Quite a few. I actually would have preferred if the two of them got into religion together. I would go to their mass rather than go to their shows any day of the week. Imagine the two of them doing a mass, it'd be brilliant. Welcome to 9 o'clock massy. Let's do a funny walk to the tabernacle.
Yeah.
What gospel are we going to do today? We're going to do the gospel of Matthew. You sure? Because I thought it was going to be the gospel of Jimmy. He's not an apostle, you tosser.
It would have been a very different career. Yeah.
Very different career, right. Imagine.
Let's get ready to play. I'm a heathen. Get me out of here.
And cuts into the jingle. Oh my God, you take away the sins of the world. You know, you know, Phil, I am the Newcastle listener. He's actually turning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's spinning in circles listening to my Newcastle accent here. Yeah. But I want to watch that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What a praise, mate.
Yeah, no,
praises,
I think...
Praises, praise, mate, praises.
I like it. I'm a sinner, get me out of here would have been a great one.
Wouldn't it?
And what else did they do? What do? They do Britain's Got Talent as well, do they?
Do they do that one? I don't
know.
It's
not them, no.
I don't... It is.
Yeah, nod from John.
Yeah, so they'd be brilliant. I don't know, what would you do with the talents?
You could go on to, you know, selection of hymns. You'd have been very good at that from your weird sort of singy upbringing.
Singy upbringing?
Remember you said you used to sing religious songs in the car and everything?
Oh, yeah, with me cousins and all. They were, that was mad. When I think about it now... And like the religious songs, we sang them. Nobody knows the ones I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Like we used to sing the one, Mary had a baby, yes, Lord. Mary had a baby, so, yes, my Lord.
So what, all your cousins were Southern Baptists, were they?
I think there must have been a touch of that. I think back in the 80s, there was this brief moment or movement called the Charismatic Movement, I think it was called.
Right.
And I think they may have been caught up in all of that. And there was a lot of singing involved.
Yeah.
And so I would be sitting in the car. I mean, going from this Carroll and Cork across the country, whatever. Before there was motorways, it was a 2-day ride. You know what I mean? In the car, and all I remember is all of that. Mary had a baby, and the jiggy jiggy hoomha. You know all of that, and like I was that
the jiggy jiggy hoomha.
Okay, that might be my own lyrics. But there was loads of them like that, and the Lamb of God song was rocked up, like it was proper, like you know. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Play electric guitars. It was all solos and everything going on.
How you didn't turn to religion after that is beyond me.
I know.
Sounds like
yeah.
you would have been having great crack.
I think it's safe to say, much like I'm a disappointment to you, Jim, I was a huge disappointment to my family as well.
Oh, Anton Deck as priest, that would have been amazing.
Not too late for us, Jim. We could be the next celebrity priest. You know what I mean?
I was trying to think of their hit, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, what they could have turned it into. Mike and the Mechanics over my shoulder here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And a few people have been on to say Declan Donnelly's brother, you know the way you were saying about the Godfather?
Yeah.
His brother's actually a priest.
Oh, that's not even mentioned in this story. That's unreal. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and apparently the brother was the one who performed the ceremony that's when Declan Donnelly married his missus.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also, the other thing is, John has pointed out we missed the most obvious show for them.
I can't believe we missed it. Pope Idol. How did we miss that? That's the one, like. That is exactly the one we should have thought of, yeah.
Ah, right. Did you have, okay, we've established you didn't surprisingly have aspirations to go into the religious services.
No, I didn't because...
Despite having been brought up in a car where everybody sang... Mary had a baby.
Yes, Lord. No, I had a brief career as an altar boy. A very brief career as
did
an altar
you?
Boy. I did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got into it, I have to be honest.
Why am I only hearing about this now?
I don't know. I got into it for the few quid. You know, the weddings and the funerals. I thought it'd be a few, you know, wouldn't be a bad few quid in this.
This is incredible.
And then it turned out the priest at the time, he decided to keep all the money that we were getting as tips, so he did, and take us out for a holiday at the end.
Oh, right.
And in 1986, he took us to Bray, and we walked up to the hill, and I was like... That's where my money went.
Right.
I was
I'm out. Yeah, yeah.
I was there going, this is a scam. I felt personally scammed by the Vatican at 11 years old.
And you've held a grudge ever since.
I'm not too into it ever since. Yeah, but I was.
You do realise I can literally feel John in the background putting together the Photoshop of you in.
I know, you should have seen his face.
In vestments, in garments.
Your what was it called? Your surplus and your soutane, I think it was called. Was
your
it?
Surplus
and your soutane. I think it's something like that. If my I remember, I'm taught. I have to remember. Back
so even
a
as a
way.
Young child, you were told you were surplus.
Surplus to the yeah. Maybe he called me Satan instead of Satan the Satan. I don't know.
That could have been it. Satan, you are surplus.
Yeah, every time I went into the church, the holy water was boiling.
I could see. I could see John forming that photograph in his mind there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a very brief altar boy career.
Right.
Yeah,
but you never had aspirations to go any further in the business.
No. But I was an altar boy, much like I am a radio person. Like you're the priest. You know, I always rang the bells at the wrong time, and, or not at all, which was my big problem. You know, he'd lift up the
chalicey thing,
the communion disc, big one at the time, and you're supposed to jingle your bell, and he lifted up, and of course a few times I would have been practically fast asleep, and you'd get the whole and then I'd ring it as he brought it down, and all the wrong time, and you'd have to go up again.
There'd be people standing up and kneeling down and knowing where they were with the
all
prayers,
all kinds of drama, and then I'd bring him up the wine and all at the wrong times. And, oh, that was terrible.
And it'd be empty and everything because you'd have swigged it.
You're having a couple of sips to get through it. You know yourself, might like most of the outfellas in the place.
Yeah, Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way very shortly. Final call if you want to impress John. Get yourself on there to have a go at winning our €1,710. 087-188-0008. John is standing by WhatsApp at the moment. And in the meantime,
you know, I think it's safe to say the world is getting slightly more sensitive all the time as we become more and more aware of other people's feelings and things around us that maybe we weren't aware of before. You know, coming into a new dawn of enlightenment. And now, according to researchers,
I have a feeling this is going to go horribly wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like we're setting ourselves up for a fall here.
All I'm saying is be careful what you do with your plants in the house, Jim. That's all I'm saying.
With your plants?
With your plants. Your plants, you lunatic. I don't care what your plants are, as long as they don't involve...
As long as your plants are all right.
As long as you're not upsetting sensitive plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
I have to confess, I've kind of... I think I could get into the gardening, you know, despite my disaster with my man vegetables here.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man... he drowned his man's vegetables.
I found out that you can drown plants.
What?
You can actually overwater them and they get waterlogged and everything.
Oh, for sure,
So I think I actually loved mine too much. I think I overloved my man vegetables.
Well, maybe you should have listened to them because they have plants apparently have feelings and they know they could have recognised you, so they would have known when you were coming that you were the man that was going to be overwatering them and drowning them out of existence. New research says plants can count. They can make decisions. They can recognise their relatives and they can even remember specific events. So your plants basically were horrified as you watered them to death.
I was just guilty of too much love and attention.
There you go, yeah. Too much love will kill you just as sure as none at all, as the song goes. And while they might not have a brain, it says they can learn in a similar way to humans and animals. This is, I don't know what.
Hang on a second,
Professor Umberto Castillo said, although the idea that plants may behave in a cognitive way might baffle the public, he says, many of us are genuinely amazed at the complexity of plant responses. I'm more than amazed. I don't believe it at all, mister. Counting,
like,
yeah.
What are they counting?
Footsteps. So apparently the Venus flytrap can count the footsteps of its prey. So like a mosquito or a fly that would be crawling along. It's kind of going, right now I hear them. I'm going to leave the old mouth open there. 1, 2, 3, go on, another 2 steps and I'll have you there, horse. And then he feels it coming and he gets ready to snap.
Wow.
And then when he gets in, he snaps and he goes, there you go. And then, he's saying these plants effectively remember a good meal. You know what I mean? They remember a good time. There's many, I don't know about this, man. I've had many the good day with a carrot. You know, putting it in the fridge, washing it, preparing it for dinner.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
But you haven't taken it for a walk or had a conversation with it or... About the football or anything.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I never felt a bond to these carrots. Yeah. I never felt a bond to broccolis or... to broccolis? Broccoli, that's one of them words like knickers and scissors. Is it like a plural for
it's
one
its own
thing?
Plural nearly.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think there's much in this. It seems a bit ridiculous to me, to be quite honest. Obviously, the simple fact that it doesn't have a brain.
There are some, you know, there are times... There's some people you talk to and you might be better off talking to a broccoli.
Are you talking about me again?
No!
Is this what you're doing? No. Are you saying, look, I'll cauliflower head over here?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Because I got my hair cut and you compared me to a cauliflower once, so I'm just wondering if this is where we're going. I wonder if we're going back there.
This is another challenge, isn't it, to have? I mean, there was that famous story we had in the show once where you got kind of a little bit carried away because you found out you could count higher than, what was it, a whale or something, or a dolphin, or...
Yeah, a killer whale. Yeah.
Killer whale.
But I could.
Yeah.
There was this huge fuss about it, this killer whale. Woo! Woo! Eee! And he goes, oh, look, he counted the tree. I was like, big deal, like, I could count all day. I could literally sit there counting all day, given the inclination.
So, are you going to...
And your man's still only getting up to three. Oh, brilliant. What are we going to do now? Compare a plant that can count to four fly steps, and we're going to start saying it's a genius.
So are you going to go home now and sit in front of your plant? Are your man vegetables still growing, by the way?
No, I neglected them. After, when lockdown kind of ended, I moved on to other things, and I realised I forgot to water them.
Did they just
died.
Wither and die?
They withered and died, unfortunately. God, my peas and carrots
probably,
and
now
died.
They probably died screaming now that we know.
Yeah
they were probably counting the days that waiting for the water to come.
Peas and carrots were there talking to each other.
Yeah.
What did we do wrong?
Yeah, what did you say anything to them or anything?
We used to
why did the water stop?
We used to hang out with
how many days has it been? I don't know. I can only count to three. After that I don't know how long it's been.
The carrots were blaming the peas. They're going, you only gave them one edible pod, you're useless. Hadn't been for you, he'd still be coming back. Now I know they died fighting.
Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yes.
That's shocking.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean,
anyway, have you any plants that you've managed to kind of keep going? Is there any plants in the house though?
No, but now life is hard enough these days. Now knowing I'm a disappointment to a carrot is really going to be hard to cope with.
It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The classic hit bit. It's my own way of saying it.
Spit it out, man.
Hey, you're dealing with somebody who's recovering from plant death over here. The classic hit bit is worth €1,700 and a tenner, so it's worth loads of money. Here's what it sounds like. And we're dying to give it away because I think this is the biggest ongoing hit bit we've had.
It feels like it's gone on forever.
Yeah, I think it is anyway. But
actually, it's longer than lockdown, man. It's longer than the pandemic.
Is it actually longer than that?
Well, it certainly feels like that.
It does, yeah. Sure, how long has that been? We're 15 years in lockdown now. Well, happy 1st of September, everybody. but it's Sylvia Flynn that's going to go first this morning. How are you, Sylvia?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Sylvia, how are you this morning?
Oh, great.
Anything
like
exciting?
I took yesterday off. It's like a Monday, unfortunately.
Oh, is it? Right, okay. So you're back to work, right?
Yeah.
At least it's going to be a shorter week, though.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Mind you, Jim always has this theory, and I think he's kind of right, that sometimes, for some reason, the shorter weeks feel longer because you sort of expect them to fly past, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true, probably.
So there's me now. I'm full of good news, Sylvia.
Well, that's after cheering you up, Sylvia, isn't it?
Isn't it, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what will cheer you up. €1,700 and a tenner into your pocket. What do you think it is?
I don't think it was guessed. Fergal Sharkey, a good heart.
A good heart. Right, okay. English John, dear boy.
A good heart is hard to find. And I'll tell you what's hard to find. The answer.
Oh, well,
not right, Sylvia.
Sorry about that, Sylvia.
No problem at all, guys. Thanks a million and have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Sylvia. Thanks a million. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Cheers.
Enjoy your short
Bye-bye.
Week. As short as the last. Ben, how are you, Ben?
How are you, PJ?
What's the crack, Ben? What part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm in Raheny here in Dublin.
All right, not too far away from us. How are you getting on? You well?
Not too bad. Just heading to work, PJ and Jim, yeah.
Yeah, well, are you allowed to tell us where you're going?
I'm heading to work from Dublin bus.
Oh,
good man.
Right, good stuff. Fair play to you.
What's it like, Ben, at the moment? I mean, is it kind of weird, like, is it? Is it very different?
It is kind of different, but I find most people are abiding by the rules. They're wearing their mask.
Fair play.
Yeah. Most people sound enough, I suppose.
Yeah, good to hear.
Right, Ben, we'd love to give you we'd love to give you enough money to take a short week yourself, to
exactly,
be quite honest.
Yeah.
What do you think it is, Ben?
I've got a rough guess of Tony Basil and Mickey.
Oh man, great song.
Oh my god, I haven't heard of that song in so long.
Hey Mickey from Tony Basil.
Well, it's played a lot on Classic Hits, so.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Could be a good shout. What do you reckon, John?
We do like that song. Some of these puns, they've been taking the Mickey. It's not right.
Oh my god.
No problem. Listen, worth the guess, anyway.
I'm actually shocked by that, John.
It could have gone a lot worse with a word like that.
Right. Listen, thanks, Ben. Have a safe day. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so no joy for us. It rolls on to 2:15 this afternoon.
Oh, no, there's a cracker of a song. Has anyone guessed that yet? That's Emotional Fish, El Jerry Fish.
I mean, they are up there on classichits.ie if you want to check them out.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know if Emotional Fish has been guessed, John?
I don't think it has.
Right, okay.
Mind you, it would be an extraordinarily strange coincidence unless John is like literally trying to give it away.
If that was the answer, right, Andy, you'd be beating the door down into you at the moment going, will you shut up about that?
Safe to say it's not Emotional Fish, so.
John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane here are Classic Hits. Tuesday morning, 1st of September, just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for letting us hang out with you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way this week. It's another exclusive PJ and Jim hoodie up for grabs, along with the Classic Hits face covering, the face mask or whatever. It's the ultimate fashion combo. We've been putting it out there.
Telling you. This is
the absolute must-have of the season. There's no two ways about it.
The royal purple, I think, is the official colour.
Absolutely.
And the face mask to match. It makes apparently 90% of us look better with half our face covered. I don't know where that statistic came from. I'm just saying it's a thing.
Anyway, that's what's up for grabs. 7 is the top score on the breakfast table quiz at the moment. If you fancy letting John know that you want to have a crack at it, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And speaking of the breakfast table quiz, of course, basically the last few days have just been dominated by the whole discussions around back to school, right?
Exactly, and everyone's going back to school.
The should and shouldn'ts and all that sort of stuff. And
yeah, Tommy and Joey and Anna May, all me niece and me nephew's back to school and all of that stuff as well. So I'm seeing loads of it from my sister and everything. So everybody, it's almost like normal in its own way with going back to school.
As normal as things get at the moment. But anyway.
Although I'll never understand any child that likes going to school. I can never get my head around it. Children that want to go to school. It was your generation, Jim. You must have even been the same. And you were like, you had school outside and pieces of slate and everything. Like, I mean, sure.
In hedges. Yeah,
the hedge school.
No, it wasn't for me. I never was a fan of it.
I know, yeah. I suppose your teacher would have been like, shh, the fusiliers are outside. But it's different. I can't get my head around it. But apparently school is a great place now.
Apparently so. You know, times have changed.
Times have changed indeed. So, or I'll die
listen,
and get back in.
We decided then that PJ, of course, there, having confessed his deep-seated love of school, English John put together a little school-related kind of test, a little questionnaire, a little quiz.
Yeah.
You know, just to see maybe what you might have retained.
These never end well for me. Sure they don't. They never do.
What you might have retained from your school days.
Well, I can tell you now that I didn't really go in very much. I learnt more in the park behind the school than I did in the school.
Well, you never know. Some of these might fit into that. And to be fair, he's done it all from a primary level. Okay, so these are all like... These are all sub 10-year-old, so apparently.
Sub-6 class. So it's, are you smarter than a 10-year-old?
Pretty much. I think the eldest one here is a 10-year-old.
Right.
The syllabus that's designed for, you know, kids of that age.
Well, okay then.
Are you ready?
This will be a walk in the park, obviously. Me being a half-grown man, I'm ready to do this.
So, for example, question number 1.
No problem.
PJ Gallagher. By the way, we should establish here as well that, I mean, I assume if you get stuff wrong, you will have to do lines or detention or something.
There's always a forfeit, yeah. Always a forfeit.
John, in fairness, did go to the trouble of producing a dunce's hat.
Nice of him, isn't it? Nice of him to be so ready for my failure that he's done that and not even thought about what a prize would be if I passed it.
That's very true. Very true. Right, so I think it'll be lions in detention if you get them wrong.
Dear God.
Okay, let's start, right? This would probably come into... I imagine this would come under the subject of geography.
Okay,
planets come under the kind of subject of... Or would it be more science? Natural sciences?
Believe it or not, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. Let's forget about what the subject is. And ask you which.
We don't even know the subject.
Which of the following. And by the way, can I just point out that English John has given me the answers to these. I do not necessarily know the answers myself, so if they're wrong, you can blame English John. Right, here we go. Which of the following planets is smaller
right
than Earth?
Okay.
And these are, this is for pupils aged 7 years old, apparently.
Okay, I might know this. I think I'll know this.
You will. Is it A, Saturn? Is it B, Jupiter? Is it C, Neptune? Or is it D, Mars?
Oh, Mars. It's Mars.
Mars is
yes,
right.
It is Mars, yeah.
Well done. I ding,
know
ding.
Planets. Bit of a space army, Jim.
Absolutely.
I know me planets, you know what I'm saying?
See, we're flying. Right.
I'm like an alien.
How are you on history?
I'm all right with history.
Are you good on American history?
What? Americans don't have history.
Right.
They're only okay around the last 20 years.
From which, this is for the age 10.
Right.
Okay. From which Native American tribe did Pocahontas come?
What? She's a cartoon, man. What are you talking about, Pocahontas?
It's written down here for 10-year-olds. Is it A, the Navajo? Is it B, the Sioux? Is it C, the Mohican? Or is it D, the Algonquin?
Ah, oh, for God's sake. The only thing I know about... Ah, this is terrible. I should know this. I had an Apache pizza there last week.
oh, my God.
That's very questionable.
That's probably got to be...
yeah, that's very...
There's got to be something un-PC about that.
Yeah, well, the whole Apache pizza thing is sort of un-PC, I suppose, in its own way. I don't know. Did you know the most fictional of those ones, because I've seen the books and the movies, is the Mohicans. I'm going to go with the Mohicans with Pocahontas.
Okay, apparently it's the one that I couldn't pronounce. It's the Algonquin.
Algonquin. That's like the Longford of Native American culture, I think. That's not a lot goes on. You know, right, it's not its own thing.
One right, one wrong. Okay, what about this English? Oh, my God. Almost your first language.
Almost, yes.
You know what I mean, to be fair. Right, so English, here we go. What's the term for comparing one thing to another? This is for pupils aged 9, okay?
What's the term for... What?
For comparing one thing to another.
Right, yeah.
Just the way it's written. So is it A synonym? Is it B, antonym? Is it C, simile? Or simile, as John would pronounce it. Or is it D, alliteration?
Oh, jeepers. Well, the one that sounds
so
like the word similar.
Synonym... Antonym.
Yeah.
Simile or alliteration.
I'm going to go with the simile because it's like similar things. Does that make sense?
Is correct.
Ah, look at this. I'm a genius. I'm
well
a child
done.
Genius, Jim. I'm a child genius.
You are.
I am.
And next up, a subject very close to your heart. Sorry, that gag will become clear now in a second. It's in the area of biology, right?
Yes.
And it is the following question, designed for pupils aged 9.
Smart. It is. They're very smart in the school these days.
It's what takes blood back to the heart.
Back to the heart?
Yeah.
Why would it go back to the heart? Like the returning the bad stuff, isn't it?
I hope people are appreciating my gag from earlier, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, like so that as if, you know, taking stuff back to the shop.
Anyway, right, so here it is. What takes blood back to the heart? Is it A, taxis? Is it B, veins? Is it C, arteries? Or is it D, ventricles?
Well, hold on a minute. No, it's either arteries or ventricles. Right, it's one of them. One of them pushes it out and the other one pushes it in.
So which are you going for?
Ventricles.
Ventricles. It's actually B, veins.
I think I'll find it isn't. My heart works different to yours, I think. I think we'll have to just agree to disagree. Your heart probably does it that way, but if I was you, I'd go and see a doctor.
According to John, it's B veins.
Is it
right,
veins?
So you have two right or two wrong. I tell you what now, I had one question lined up, but in fairness, John has given me an alternative question. So you can either go... Both would be historical.
Right.
You can either go for sort of more American history, or you can go for Irish sort of... Well... Actually, it wouldn't be history at all. It would be kind of because... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you want Irish or do you want...
I'll go Irish because I at least have a chance with Irish.
Okay, right. Yeah, Irish. How many children did Peg Sayers have?
Oh, my God. Peg!
Yeah.
Oh,
you see, you should have gone with the other one. What did George Stevenson invent for minors?
The headlight thing, was it?
The lamp, you see, you would have gotten that right.
I would have gotten that right.
Right, so how many children did Peg Sayers have?
Peg Sayers, that was a Leaving Cert book. I had better things to be doing than the Leaving Cert. I was hanging around the park, I was out walking at 16.
Yeah, he didn't say, how old was this one designed for?
That was a Leaving Cert.
They made it up.
When I was at work How would I know? I was working hard like Peg Sayers didn't have to.
You were using that. You were using that lamp that George Stevenson invented.
I was, yeah, I was having my miners light
down
on.
The mines.
I was across the road here and doing a day's work, and now you're hitting me with Peg Sayers history. Like, it makes me something ridiculous. Or she, I don't know. She's probably a 13.
Not bad. 11.
Oh, did you have 11?
11.
Sure, so there you go. So they probably
right,
all
so
ended up being
you,
miners.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm afraid you've got more wrong
failed,
than you
I
did
failed,
right.
I failed.
So you're going to have to.
School exam.
You're going to have to stand in the corner, wear the hat. And you're going to have to get detention.
Well, in fairness, Jim, I haven't been in school now since March. So, I didn't have much of a chance. Oh, you put it that way.
Well, yeah, actually, I was quite impressed. I thought you did very well.
Well, I think you should still get your veins checked if they're bringing the blood back to your heart. I just want to bring that up again. I think that's definitely...
And I thought it was very good of me to leave out the maths question as well.
Oh, God.
John Cicada, Just Another Day. Here at Classic Hits 822. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008. Particularly if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz. The PJ and Jim hoodie and the Classic Hits face mask up for grabs on that. Couple of quick ones in. Apparently, veins are blue. The reason veins are blue, this is according to Ian and Swords, is because they're bringing the blood back to the heart to be re-oxygenated.
All right, okay. Because then, remember, there used to be that rumour years ago that your kids would say to you, and it was like, oh, your blood is actually blue until the air hits it. And it's the air that makes it red. Complete nutter nonsense.
But well, I mean, based on Ian's explanation there, you know, re-oxygenated blood is the stuff that is red. So, you know, maybe the air hitting it has something to do with it.
I've done enough now. I haven't done an awful lot when it comes to being casualty care to know that you do not have blue blood in your body. Well, no matter who you are.
Some of us might. Anyway, listen. So, okay. So, well, like, when you wear, like, you're not responsible for any school disasters, were you?
I mean,
it's established you didn't love it.
Oh, yeah,
but you're not. You never burnt one down.
Never burnt one down.
Or blew one up.
Or blew one up or anything. Thankfully,
right,
no.
Okay.
None of that happened.
Just wanted to clear you of that, in case people got the wrong idea. But you saying you spent most of your time in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose people knew I was eventually going to do something tragic, and a lot of the time I wasn't allowed in. I always thought it was cast away. You got caught not going into school for a couple of weeks, and then they suspend you. You were like, oh no. Oh,
that means
no.
I can't go to school now for a couple of weeks.
Really? Another 2 weeks? Oh, how am I going to live like this? You know, and then it was like, well, now, you'll fail your exams. I was there going, I love that you actually think I'm coming in to do them. I love that. Like, you're trying, oh, how are you? You won't be laughing when you fail your exams. I go, you won't be laughing when I'm not there to sit them at all. I think is where we're going with this.
Do you reckon there's parents jumping for the radio at the moment going, turn that off, will you?
No,
the kids hear that.
I think it's safe to say their kids don't aspire to be anything like me, so stay in school, kids.
Yeah, stay in school.
It's a different world now, I think.
Oh, mad. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. J-Lo, of course, waiting for tonight here at Classic Hits. Almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock and almost time for the breakfast table quiz. His final call for it, 087-188-0008. English John standing by on WhatsApp to put you forward to have a go at beating that score of 7 and picking up the PJ and Jim hoodie and the face mask. In the meantime, you can hear the Strains, the Beatles, Love Me Do in the background, because
love.
None other than Dr. Love himself, PJ Gallagher, is about to improve your love life.
This should nearly be down as a love hack.
A love hack.
I was meant to say life hack and I got it. Another Freudian tip. This should nearly be like a life hack because, look, it's a tricky old business. The game of love is a tricky old business. You know what I mean? If you're single and you're trying to meet somebody, it's a bit of a minefield out there. You know what I mean? Especially during the pandemic, you can't go dating people as such in the traditional sense. It has to be socially distant coffees and walks and all
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And of course, in today's world, you can't be too forward about these things.
Exactly. And
you've got to make sure you're getting the right cues.
You got to get the right signals before you say anything that might embarrass you or, God forbid, the other person.
Yeah.
Thankfully, scientists are now telling us you can always, it's a very easy way to know.
Really?
Yes. If you can, if a woman has smelly armpits, you're in. apparently, this is a thing. So,
fantastic.
If you get a bang of a lady's armpit, and it's particularly got a scent that makes you go, then that means, essentially, she is...
Was that a good or a bad thing?
I think it's a...
Oh, was that just...
It's me.
Was that just a random bull sound? That was extraordinary.
Yeah, it's me trying to avoid
I've never known anybody
the dirty stuff
to describe something like that. Yeah. How What did that smell like? It smelled a bit.
There's a natural smell of a lady and it makes you feel a bit. Then chances are. Yeah. She's physically
chances are
interest.
You're deranged.
Yes, I would imagine so, but the science says it's the female's signal. So scientists are saying males are able to detect subtle changes in the armpit aroma of females if they find you attractive.
Wow.
If they are, you know, in some way aroused or whatever, that they that a scent, there's a scent change. I go,
right.
So
that's the line you're looking for. You want the object of your affections to say, "My armpits are banging."
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, my t-shirt is ringing. And then, if you hear something like that, you're probably doing well. My t-shirt is ringing.
That's probably enough for you to go.
Jesus, get out of it. Where you smell? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you.
Of course I do. I mean, it's perfectly normal. You're making it perfectly plain and simple.
I thought it was.
Nobody could be confused about it.
So, for instance, you might smell my armpit, Jim, and you'd go. Bleh! Whereas if you were to smell somebody else's armpit.
Right, I might go.
I
can't believe this has turned into a Carry On film.
Jim, this is science.
You're right. This is science, people.
This is science.
Don't mock this, right?
So far
this,
from the...
This matters.
I know, yeah. I mean, like, this... How could any evidence go against such sounds?
Absolutely.
So far from being the turn-off, it gets chaps in the mood as well. So it's believed to be the first study to confirm that men can detect pheromones in sweat when women are excited by the presence of the man.
Right.
So basically, you wouldn't get that.
I mean, I assume that later in the article, it does explain how you're going. I mean, like, because, like, I'm just being. You know, if you're, say, keeping socially distant.
Yes.
So you're 2 meters away from somebody and you're getting a bang off their armpits.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that might not be the object of your affections.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. What I would be, you'd be thinking, jeebus, I can't believe I fancy your man or your woman who's literally, she's 6 feet away and I'm still getting a bang on.
And my eyes are watering here.
My eyes are watering and there's a smell of old hay off them. You know the way, sometimes someone's armpits be like an old hay barn, like horse feed. I've been like that myself now, I'm not judging. Or, you know the way, sometimes, I remember going to the gym one time and says, well, there's no point in having a shower and going to the gym. And I wore one of them singlet tops. And my skin was off my own skin. And I lifted up a dumbbell. And I didn't go. I went. Good Lord. I had to leave. I was there. I was going to make people sick.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
Yeah.
So armpits are the secrets of the heart.
Armpits are the direct route to the heart, apparently.
Wow.
So there you go. Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard to believe. But I think, having read this, I think you should probably take it with a pinch of salt.
But listen out for that, people, as you go through your day.
Yeah,
if you come across anybody going,
and please don't walk up to women and say, is there any chance of a sniffy or armpit?
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz, with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Day 2 of this week's Breakfast Table Quiz started yesterday with a score of 7. Not too shabby at all, in fairness. Some of the questions were quite tough yesterday, to be fair.
They were, yeah. Ooh. It was a tough bunch now, in fairness. We'll see how we get on today.
Absolutely. 7 is the score to beat, and if you can do it, maybe you can take home the ultimate fashion combo. It is the must-have of the season. I don't know whether this colour is particularly in this season, but if it's not, it should be.
Purple is always in.
Always
Jim.
In.
This is the
always
autumn in. Edition. Now we're coming into.
Absolutely,
it's going to be unreal. Yeah, I'll
unveiling it on the catwalks of everywhere.
A classic hits.
So it's the classic hits face mask. Okay, it's part of it. But the thing that everybody really wants to get their hands on, of course, is the highly exclusive PJ and Jim hoodie.
Yes, it is. It's the right job. The classic hits hoodie, of course, used by me for the first time. Yes, extraordinarily cosy, may I just say. Extraordinarily cosy. Jennifer McEntee in Dublin is going to play this morning. Hiya, Jennifer.
Good morning, PJ and Jim. How are you?
We're great. Thank you, Jennifer. What are you up to today? What's going on for you?
Working from home, coming up on 6 months now from working from home. Getting a bit bored of it now.
I was just about to ask you, you don't sound too excited about the prospect, to be honest.
Well, not about working from home, but obviously I want the face mask and the hoodie, because then I can wear them at home all the time.
Which would be amazing, yeah. Because it's always safety in your own home is an important thing. You need your face covering on.
Well, yeah. To be honest with you, Jennifer, as someone who needs protection from themselves, I understand completely.
Right, well, let's see if we can sort that out for you, Jennifer. So the score is 7-8. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You good to go?
I'm good to go.
Very best of luck. Here we go.
Carat is used to measure what precious metal?
Diamonds.
It's gold. A percolator is... I'll give you that, though. A percolator is designed to make what hot beverage?
Coffee.
Paul Simon had a hit single which You Can Call Me What?
Al.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Cirrus and cumulus are types of what?
Spices.
Clouds. In bingo, what number is the key to the door?
In what? Sorry?
In bingo, what number is the key to the door?
Oh, pass.
21. What colour are the flowers of the buttercup?
Yellow.
What the word fiesta, meaning holiday, comes from what language?
Spanish.
Yes, it is. Penny and tin are types of what instrument?
Pop.
It's a whistle. Mark Owen is a member of what boy band?
Take that.
How many equal internal angles are there in a rectangle?
Four.
Yeah, with what sport is Jimmy White associated?
Pop.
Snooker. Snooker was.
I tell you. I think we did okay, though. There was a good run at the start. It got a bit sticky towards the end.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And I know I said I'd give her a diamond, but that doesn't count as a medal, so I don't know what we should do. I think, seeing as always said it, we should do it anyway. How about that?
Okay, I tell you what we'll do. Let's blame John.
Let's blame John.
John, what should we do? What should we do here, John? Are we allowed to give carat as a measurement of diamonds, as even though PJ said metal, precious metal? Yay or nay?
Do you know, I'm going to give it to her.
Yeah.
Woo!
Carat is how these things are measured.
Okay, right.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
That'll do. Okay. So there you go.
So basically, once again, we've proved that what you say, PJ, doesn't actually matter. Brilliant. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8.
Right, just over the line.
That is going to make yesterday's competitor very angry indeed.
Let's hope for a 9 or a 10.
Anyway, Jennifer, the good news for you is that with a score of 8, you are top of the leaderboard. Well done, you.
Thanks a million.
Cheers, have a good day.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.